On to a big story breaking in the Boston art world today. Opera Boston, the city's second largest opera company, says it will cease operations on January 1st. A statement from Opera Boston this afternoon cited an insurmountable budget deficit and says it has no choice but to shut down. Joining us now is Gil Rose, Artistic Director of Opera Boston. Welcome to Radio Boston, Mr. Rose.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, the announcement came with no advance warning, so why the sudden closure of Opera Boston?
Well, I think that it's indicative of small to mid-sized arts organizations, how close to the bone they really operate. And in a bad economy, it doesn't take much time or a few bad breaks to turn things, unfortunately, into a result like we've experienced today.
There was no way to secure emergency funding or donations that would at least hold you open through the 2012 season?
We looked at every angle and looked at every possibility. There were great efforts made by members of the board and the community to raise the necessary funds, but in the end, we felt with some very expensive productions coming up in the winter and spring that it was prudent to not enter them into them if we really couldn't afford to do them.
Now, Opera Boston was really trying to differentiate itself through incredibly innovative programming, one-day performances, even commissioning operas of its own. It was going to be a very different kind of opera company from, say, the Boston Lyric Opera. Did that turn out to be a risk that was untenable?
Actually, I think not. We've had over the 10 years of the company, we've had a great track record in attracting audiences for our repertoire and the kind of opera we were interested in bringing to the public. Some of the highlights were revivals of important works that hadn't been seen in North America before, or, as you mentioned earlier, a commission which ultimately won the Pulitzer Prize for music. So, all the time pursuing this interesting and progressive repertoire choices, we were selling out our houses. So in the end, it wasn't so much a repertoire not being popular or being able to sell tickets, but rather the fundraising market for or environment for nonprofits being so difficult at this time.
Now, Opera Boston also this year hired the very well-respected director of an opera director and ballet director from San Francisco, Leslie Koenig. How did she react, and what will happen to her? Will she stay in town?
I don't know if Leslie will stay in town. The entire operation is shutting down, which includes all the staff members, including Leslie and myself. I think that we all gave it as much effort and creativity as we could to solve the problems of the company and go forward with our important mission, but in the end, it wasn't in the cards.
And Mr. Rose, last question to you. You mentioned that you were selling out your performances, and yet you couldn't get the books balanced. So in the future, though, can opera be a two-opera, can Boston be a two-opera company town?
Well, you know, I've been asked today many times about Boston as an opera town, and with the assumption being that it's a town that doesn't have a natural affinity towards opera. And I really disagree with that. If you look at the history of opera in Boston, from Sarah Caldwell's company or the work of Craig Smith or Boston Lyric Opera or Opera Boston, it's been an amazing achievement, but sometimes these companies don't last forever. So we're choosing to look with, you know, great love and respect to what we accomplished and celebrate that and what we brought to the public over the last 10 years.
Gil Rose is the Artistic Director of Opera Boston, which will be shutting its doors January 1st. Mr. Rose, thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's more after the break. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.